Tim Lammers is joining us, and Tim brings us the best of movies, the best of streaming. Every single week, he views them, and he gives us his honest opinion. Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, and you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim Lammers, welcome. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Kelly, and yes, you're right, I do give an honest opinion, but I don't want to steer anybody wrong. I want them to save their money in case something isn't that good, but I'm telling you, it is worth your spending all your money, not all your money for your movies on this week's picks. New in theaters and streaming on Disney Plus with premier access is Cruella, a cleverly constructed origin story that chronicles the rise of the evil fashion designer Cruella de Vil. Emma Stone stars in the film first as Estella, a street orphan who learned the art of grifting in London in the 1970s with her pals Jasper and Horace. Estella has dreamed her whole life, though, of being a fashion designer and lands a job at a fashion department store. Her big break comes when a legendary fashion designer named Baroness von Hellman, played by Emma Thompson, happens upon her punk rock inspired work and immediately hires Estella as a designer. But the Baroness claims Estella's work is her own. And on top of that, Estella comes to discover that she's connected to a dark secret held by the Baroness. Thus, Estella begins her transformation as Cruella de Vil to get revenge. Basically, it's a prequel story to 101 Dalmatians, but Cruella layers in elements of the classic dog tale while establishing its own unique identity. Emma Stone is terrific in a dual role as the aspiring Ella and the evil Cruella, and the always great Emma Thompson brings the right touch of wicked villainy to the original role of the Baroness. Cruella is new in theaters and streaming on Disney Plus with premier access. In theaters only is A Quiet Place 2, a sequel to the smash film where John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, and their family had to live a life of silence to avoid deadly aliens who struck instantly at the faintest of sounds. After a flashback scene to recall the first day when the aliens invaded, A Quiet Place 2 picks up where the first film ended, with Emily Blunt and her three children seeking shelter after their home is destroyed. Luckily, they encounter a friend of the family and a signal of hope being broadcast on the radio. While the crux of A Quiet Place 2 is pretty much the same as last time, if you make a noise, you die, John Krasinski, as the director again, shakes up things by adding a lot more dialogue this time, as well as creepy human characters who are just as frightening as the monsters. If you love the first film, you will love A Quiet Place 2, and it is in theaters only.
I did love A Quiet Place. That was excellent.
Do you notice how I did a beat or two where I just responded in silence?
I did.
Because...
and it makes sense.
I didn't plan on that. It was subconscious, maybe, because you cannot make a noise. It's amazing how that first film, you know, and that one, actually, I you know, texted Kelly when I was just about to screen A Quiet Place 2 in the theater with about 12 other people, critics. But that first one, it was a full house, and it was quiet, and it was amazing how dead silent it was in the theaters. And at the same time, it was amazing how everybody jumped at the same time. Oh. Everybody shrieked at the same time.
I suspect
you're going to get that same atmosphere, even if you have a half-full theater, even if people aren't quite ready yet to go back. I think you're going to get that engaging communal sort of response with this one. It's really some sort of scare, I guess you could say, those jump scares in particular, that people can really relate to.
Well, and you know, the first one, you were so relieved when they got to the end of the movie, but there's heartbreak in it, and there's things that you go, oh my gosh, how are they gonna get through this? And it's just by sheer luck that the family sort of thinks on their toes in a hurried situation. And oh, you know, when she steps on the nail, I'm like, oh, she stepped on a nail. How is she not screaming? But I guess they become so used to not having any dialogue. And amazing to me for that first one was the fact that you could sit through that whole thing without hardly any dialogue and not even realize it because it was so good. They did a great job on that movie.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, with this one, Krasinski directed the first one. Obviously, he directs it again and appears in a flashback scene a day one when the aliens invade. So the first 10 minutes of the film, you see the family in normal circumstances, and there you get a lot more dialogue even within the first 5 minutes of the, of the new film than you got with the entire last film. I think there were maybe three dozen lines of dialogue, if that. It was very, very sparse. And when they did talk, it was very quiet, except for under that waterfall.
Yeah.
So they shake it up there. And you get more dialogue throughout the film. But you got a new character who is played by Cillian Murphy from Peaky Blinders, and he was Scarecrow in Batman Begins.
Okay.
Great actor. He's a neighbor of Krasinski's family. And he sort of takes up the mantle where, you know, John Krasinski left off, trying to survive.
Yeah.
But again, it's this unique thing where on the radio, this song keeps repeating over and over again. And the daughter in the family, who is deaf and deaf in real life, Millicent Simmons.
Oh, she is. Really, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And she steals the movie. In this, she's so great. She figures out, okay, this means something. We got to go here. We got to find a way. So it's a movie of hope as well. So, but yeah,
okay.
Get ready to jump. There are a lot of jump scares.
Yeah, I'm just like, how can they possibly come up with this? Because she solved the problem. And now I'm like, something's gone awry here.
Yeah, and she figures out the solution with this one, but it's not as easy as it seems, especially when you throw bad humans in the mix.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Those darn bad humans. What do we do with them?
You think they would all band together. And so it's like a Walking Dead deal where the humans are just as much a threat as the zombies.
All right.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about Cruella before you go, because this one, is it a rated PG? Is it a rated R? What is Cruella?
No. It's not that dark. There is some darkness in it. But obviously, yeah, you know, a PG situation. It is in theaters, but again, streaming on Disney Plus with Premier Access, meaning that for a $30 fee, you essentially buy the movie and you can watch it anytime on Disney Plus. Is it worth $30 to stream at home? Absolutely. I mean, because look at it. If you're going to go to the theater, you're going to spend that sort of money anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's nice to have that option if you're not comfortable yet. But this is an origin story, which is great. I mean, obviously it helps to have known either the animated or live action versions of 101 Dalmatians, and the live action one was with Glenn Close. But this basically gives us a backstory into Cruella, who, you know, she had a rough life, and she takes up with a couple pals, Jasper and Horace. And, you know, those characters are in the Dalmatians films as well. And you get to see that backstory.
Okay.
And that backstory, unfortunately, includes another evil fashion villain. Mm. And that's played by deliciously evil Emma Thompson. She is so great in this. So, yeah, it's a really, really great movie. And you know what? It has elements. You know, you got the black and white hair with Cruella. You have the fashion. You have a few Dalmatians, not 101 of them, but you do have a few. You know, there are familiar elements there, but it's a great origin story.
It really,
and it leads up to the point where 101 Dalmatians begins.
Okay. These are always, they tug on my heart in different ways, because you feel bad for the villain having a bad life. And like Maleficent had the same story. And then it wasn't the Joker who had the bad life in Batman. I mean, you hear all these stories.
Yeah.
You're like, how do we keep people from having these
things
happen?
Especially in Joker with Joaquin Phoenix. But certainly that's a great example. I'm glad you brought that up, Kelly, with Maleficent. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The villains aren't black and white, even if their hair is black and white.
Right. And you like,
yeah.
And the question always is, how could they be so dark? Well, now you're getting the answers to the stories, and you'll find out.
Absolutely.
Why.
So, yeah, two big winners this weekend. If you want to get out to the movies, or in the case of Cruella, you know, get it on Disney Plus for a $30 fee. You can do that.
All right. I noticed that you did some interviews that we can check out online as well. How do we do that and learn more about you?
You can go to directconversations.com. I have all my reviews there, of course, but I did talk with Mark Strong, a great actor who you definitely know. He's stars in Cruella, as well as Joel Fry and Paul Walter Hauser, who star as Jasper and Horace in the film, and John McCrae, who plays a great character. He's a, you know, new to the scene, relative newcomer, but a great character named Artie who befriends Estella. And, oh, and director Craig Gillespie as well. So, yeah, lots of interviews on directconversations.com. I did those for looper.com, which who I freelance for.
Okay, that's awesome. I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it. I did see it, and I reposted it on my Facebook page so there people could find it.
I noticed that. Thank you very much. Yeah, really appreciate that.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for your movie reviews every week. We're thankful for having you here and entertaining us with your views. It's time now for news. It's 10:30 and 46 here.